and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. Learn more at Medtronic.com and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro serving natural and organic foods located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet boxed lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. It's 12:31. Our technical director this afternoon is Jason Croft. My name is Celeste Quinn. With me in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Hundreds of Chicago public school students are lined up outside a North Suburban school instead of attending their first day of classes in Chicago. The students skipped school as part of a protest designed to draw attention to funding disparities in Illinois' public schools. They rode buses this morning from Chicago's South Side to New Trier High School's campus in North Suburban Northfield. Many are wearing orange T-shirts that read, "Save Our Schools Now." State Senator James Meeks is organizing the boycott, and he says he expects that mass boycott to run at least until Friday. Parents say they're willing to keep their children out of their normal schools for as long as it takes to get state action on the funding issue. A social studies teacher from suburban Chicago says he's a proud Republican, but he says he's disappointed with his party's education goals. Jerome Hoynes teaches at Glenbrook North High School and is at the Republican convention in St. Paul. He takes issue with the GOP's support of merit pay for teachers.
The thing that's disappointing about that, it pits teachers against each other. And you notice in the military, they don't say, hey, this guy gets this and the other gets that, they have pay schedules and salaries. We don't pit our military personnel against one another, and you know they shouldn't do that with teachers too.
Hoynes says he's also annoyed that Republicans' new platform supports giving families vouchers to help pay for private schooling. He says it defies conservative values like limiting the role of government. Delegates to the Republican National Convention approved a new party platform yesterday. Besides education policy, it takes stances on national security, energy, the environment, and health care reform. Hoynes is the founder of an online group for Republican teachers called Elephant Educators. He says he has faith that if John McCain's elected, he'll engage Republican teachers before acting on the party platform. There's a glimmer of good news in a monthly gauge of Illinois' economic performance. The University of Illinois Flash Index registered a 102.3 reading in August. That's 0.2% over July, and still more than 2 points over the level considered to signify economic growth. But U of I economics professor Fred Gertz warns against reading too much into the increase, which was the first since last February. Gertz says there's still concern about national economic performance in the third quarter, as well as world economic conditions and a continued weak financial sector. More than 100,000 University of Illinois students, faculty, and staff are the recipients of a hoax email. Last night's message first appeared to come from Urbana Chancellor Richard Herman and tried to deter students from participating in Greek Rush. But U of I administrators quickly followed up with their own email confirming it was a prank. Mike Korn is the Director of Security and Privacy for the Office of Campus Information Technologies and Educational Services, or CITES. He says while the email is of concern, it's not on the same level of a phishing incident that asks for login names or passwords.
It was not a security incident in the sense that nobody hacked the email system. Nobody hacked the mass mail system. What happened is somebody simply sent out an awful lot of messages to an awful lot of people and faked the headers so it looked like it came from the mass mail system.
Korn says while CITES is weighing its options to cut down on future incidents, he says the email carries only minimal technical implications. Korn says the sender addressed it in a fashion that kept university spam filters from catching it and was likely sent from off campus. The campus system normally receives 3 to 7 million spam emails each day. Meanwhile, Korn says CITES is exploring various data sources to try to find the person responsible. That name would be forwarded to the Dean of Students. State Farm Insurance has deployed hundreds of claims adjusters to the Gulf Coast. They'll be available to assist customers after Hurricane Gustav moved through the region. The Bloomington-based carrier says employees were moving to staging areas outside the Gulf Coast prepared to respond after the storm passed. The company has issued laptops with wireless internet and GPS devices to workers to expedite claims filing. State Farm has also sent 12 mobile offices to the region. State Farm, along with other insurers, faced lawsuits in Louisiana and Mississippi after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. The suits accused the companies of fixing prices, manipulating damage estimates, and lowballing claims payments. Indiana State Police are investigating a second incident of vandalism at a memorial for two police officers who were killed during a charity bike ride in 2006. The memorial on State Road 63 in Vermilion County honors Indiana State Police Lieutenant Gary Dudley and Lake County Sheriff's Deputy Gary Martin. They were hit and killed by a support van during a ride to raise money for fallen police officers. A Vermilion County Sheriff's Deputy discovered the damage on Monday. Flowers were pulled from the ground, profanities were spray-painted on two wooden crosses, and photos of the officers were covered with black spray paint. Police believe the vandalism occurred early yesterday morning. The memorial was also vandalized on July 23rd, and no arrests have been made. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Weather information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Dr. Arlo Bain at